Politicians are not an especially trusted source on the subject of climate change. Most Americans these days turn to scientists first for information. And the group that comes in second? Local TV weather forecasters. Trouble is, surveys show most forecasters don't understand climate science. And those who do often avoid talking about something that can be polarizing. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on efforts to change that.
If you have heard a weathercaster speak on climate change, it's likely been to deny it. John Coleman in San Diego is among a group of vocal diehards. Blogs, videos, TV specials.
The global warming frenzy is based on a myth, a scientific hypothesis that has gone bad.
But even meteorologists who don't claim it's all a hoax profoundly distrust climate models.
They get reminded each and every day anytime their models don't prove to be correct.
Ed Maybach heads the Center for Climate Change Communication at George Mason University. He surveyed TV weathercasters.
For them, the whole notion of projecting what the climate will be 30, 50, 100 years from now, they've got a fairly high degree of skepticism.
And yet, Maybach found many meteorologists want to learn more and want to educate the public. He saw huge potential. So he hatched a plan and in 2010 found a willing partner in an unlikely place.
I'm Jim Gandy. I'm the chief meteorologist at the CBS affiliate here in Columbia, South Carolina, WLTX.
Gandy had already been reading up on climate change for years. He was disturbed by what he'd learned and was game to go on air. Even in what he calls a dark red state, with a lot of resistance to the idea of global warming.
We talked about it at length, and we were prepared for a backlash.
Ed Maybach and other climate experts researched climate specifically in Columbia, South Carolina. They created graphics for Gandy to use whenever the local weather gave him a peg. And his local TV station gave him something precious. 90 seconds of airtime in the evening newscast.
It certainly has been hot around the area this summer, and in tonight's segment on Climate Matters, we take a look at the July temperatures.
Gandy dove in deep, packing his short time with tidbits usually buried in scientific papers, like what climate models predict Columbia's temperatures will be in 40 years, and how scientists know global warming is man-made.
They can identify the carbon dioxide from fossil fuels because it has a specific chemical fingerprint.
He also made the issue personal for viewers.
Well, here's another story that you don't hear every day, and I'm just itching to tell it.
What?
It's about poison ivy.
Okay.
A study looked at what increased carbon dioxide in the atmosphere does to plants.
Poison ivy grew fastest, and it became more toxic.
Gandy says people stopped him in the street about that. And the backlash? A few cranky comments and calls. But in all, the series went over well. Meanwhile, researcher Ed Maybach polled people before Climate Matters began, then again a year into it. He says those who watched Jim Gandy learned a lot more about climate change than viewers of other stations, that humans largely cause it, it's happening here and now, and it's harmful.
All of this is the kind of information that will help people and help communities make better decisions about how to adapt to a changing climate.
Maybach hopes to expand this kind of effort, and he's not alone. Last March, longtime Minnesota meteorologist Paul Douglas, founder of Weather Nation TV, posted an impassioned online letter. He urged his fellow Republicans to acknowledge climate change is real.
Other meteorologists actually emailed me and said, you know, thanks for giving voice to something I've been thinking, but too afraid to say publicly.
Douglas is part of a group pushing to tighten certification standards for meteorologists.
If you're going to talk about climate science on the air, that you need to learn about the real science.
After all, both he and Jim Gandy say it's becoming harder to separate weather from climate, and that means TV weathercasters will be busier and more closely followed than ever. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.